As time goes by, for most of us, it gets harder to keep up with what's new in the world of music. This hour, Mark Simmet and Bob Doerr will be here to help us catch up. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we'll listen back to some of the best new music of 2013. Mark Simmet of Iowa Public Radio's Studio One will share some of his new favorites in alternative and independent music. And Bob Doerr, host of IPR's Blue Avenue, will tell us what is new and great in the world of blues. He'll also tell us about great new releases for fans of Backtracks and the Beatles medley on Iowa Public Radio. We'll start spinning records after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're going to listen back to some of the best new music of 2013. Bob Doerr, host of Blue Avenue, Backtracks, and the Beatles medley on Iowa Public Radio, will be here a little later on to share his favorite new blues releases and some great re-releases that should appeal to fans of Backtracks and the Beatles. But first, we're going to start with alternative and independent music. Mark Simmet of Iowa Public Radio Studio One is here. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Charity, and good morning, Iowa.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. I know this is the wrong part of the day for you and for Bob as well.
So. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, maybe we just stayed up all night. You never know.
That very well could be. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover, and you picked your 10 favorite albums of the year, right?
Yes. You know, it's always a matter of, well, is it going to be the 10 favorite tracks? Or, you know, because these days, iTunes and so on, it's all about the songs from a certain point of view. But I think there's still some value in the entire album. So that's what I did.
All right. Well, let's start with number 10. What is 10th on your list this year?
All right. And this is not necessarily a countdown. It's just some of my favorites.
Although we are counting down to your very favorite.
Well, I guess we are.
All right.
There is some suspense involved in this thing.
All right.
At number 10, I chose Sky Ferreira. Some people might think that's kind of an interesting choice because she is young and kind of perhaps more in the pop music arena. But I like to think that Studio One is all about pure pop for now people. So, you know, it's edgy pop. And I was impressed by her album. She's young, but she's got something going there.
All right, and the album is Nighttime, My Time, and let's listen to the track. The track is Nobody Asked Me If I Was Okay. Sky Ferreira, Nighttime, My Time is the album. What's next on your list, Mark?
At number 9, it's a venerable indie rock band, The National, and their album called Trouble Will Find Me came out this past year. It's the 6th album from the band out of Brooklyn. They were formed in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1999. Matt Berninger has a very distinctive baritone voice that you recognize immediately as being part of The National, and you know, songs are kind of dark and melancholy, but some people like that sort of thing, and I thought it was a very good album this year.
And this is their 6th album. Is it more of what they've been doing, or is there a bit of a departure?
I think it's more of what they've been doing, but it's perhaps, let's call it a refinement of that, but you know, it's not that much of a departure.
All right, and the track that you've picked for us to listen to is Graceless. Thank you.
That's just a little bit of Graceless by The National. Trouble Will Find Me is the name of the album. And next, you have an album that was anticipated by a lot of people. Tell us about it.
Yes, the new Vampire Weekend release of 2013, Modern Vampires of the City, album number three for the band. And a lot of people looking forward to this one. And just like The National, you know, it sounds like Vampire Weekend, but in this case, I think it was a bit of a departure. Their Afro-pop rhythms that they were known for, kind of more subtle, more integrated into the sound on this album. You can still kind of get that feeling of the Afro beat in there somewhere, but it's musically somehow different from previous albums. But
in a departure, were fans disappointed, or what do you think?
No, fans were not disappointed. Actually, you know, in researching this thing, checking other people's lists of the year, Vampire Weekend, very consistently near the top of many people's lists. So I think it's safe to say definitely one of the best of the year.
All right. Well, and I love Vampire Weekend, but I can't listen to them in the car with my kids. How about on this album? There are usually some things that I have to avoid.
Actually, I believe this album was FCC friendly, as I recall.
All right, that's nice. All right, here's Vampire Weekend. The album is Modern Vampires of the City, and the track is Yeah Hey.
Oh, sweet thing, Zion doesn't love you. So I could never love you in spite of everything. In the dark of this place, there's the glow of your face. There's the dust on the screen of this broken machine. And I can't help but feel that I made some mistake, but I let it go.
More time to listen to all of these songs, but we do need to move on. What's next on? Oh, I should mention that again. That was Vampire Weekend. The album is Modern Vampires of the City. What's next on your list, Mark?
Next is Atoms for Peace. This is Radiohead's Tom York and his side project with his Radiohead producer Nigel Godrich on there, a bassist of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea is in the band. Some great stuff.
All right, and this song is Stuck Together Pieces.
Thank you.
Atoms for Peace from the album Amok, and that is Stuck Together Pieces. And next, a shout out to all the Iowa bands. This is cheating a little bit, Mark.
You're giving me a little more time so I can get the long list.
Right.
I thought, well, you know, it's difficult to single out one or even two, you know, Iowa bands in a top 10 list, you know, with competing with the national and international acts. So I thought, well, a lot of great music from Iowa bands this year that we played on Studio One. And I'm going to just go quickly through a list of some of the ones that that I wanted to mention: the Mittens, Twins, Brooks Strauss, H.D. Harmson, We Live in Sod Houses, Adam Boltz, the Beat Strings, The Lonely Hearts, Emperor's Club, King of the Tramps, Dylan Sires and Neighbors, The Multiple Cat, The Wheelers, The Unifonics, Land of Blood and Sunshine, Love Over Gold, Hardy Har, The Janies, Bryce Janey, Mumfords, and Gloom Balloon, which released its debut album. And I thought, well, I got to pick a track to play. And I picked this one from Patrick Tape Fleming, along with Chris Ford and H.D. Harmson in Gloom Balloon, because it has a line in it that I really like. And I think we'll hear it.
All right. Okay. This is Fix the Sunshine by Gloom Balloon.
Don't forget to tell your friends you love them every time one of your meetings ends. And don't forget to call your mom and your dad, for they are the palindromes of which you were had. And if I could fix the sunshine, well, you know I'd try. All the children in the world are one day gonna die, and so will you and I. You can leave it all behind.
Well, Mark, we're going to go to a break, so we'll keep this playing as we go to the break. But if you had to pick, one or two of these bands to buy as a gift for somebody this holiday season, do you have two?
From the top ten?
From all the Iowa bands.
Oh, the Iowa bands. Oh, you're going to put me on the spot, are you? Well, let's see. I really like the Gloom Balloon album, but it's kind of short.
Okay.
And by the way, that is from an album called You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Disaster, Fix the Sunshine, Parts 1 to 7, and Ode to Bill Doss. That's the name of the album.
All right.
I guess, let me see. I'm going to give a shout out to Eastern Iowa favorites, The Mittens. I thought that was really a great album from earlier this year. Dylan Sires and Neighbors released two new albums in the year, so that gives them a bit of an advantage. So that's my answer.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're listening back to some of the best new music of 2013. In just a moment, Bob Doerr, host of Blue Avenue, Backtracks, and the Beatles Medley on Iowa Public Radio, will be here with some of his picks. But first, we are talking right now with Mark Simmet of Iowa Public Radio Studio One. You can hear alternative and independent music on IPR Studio One every night of the week between 7 and 10. And we have gotten to number 5 on your list. Mark, what's next?
Number 5 is kind of a poppy band, but this time much more rootsy than Sky Ferreira. It's Lucius, and they had their debut album this year called Willed a Woman, and we have a track here called Go Home.
All right.
Stuff with extra baggage. Lay me down to shut my eyes. Beaded gazes lead you nowhere anyways. Press on my heart, I will say. Press on my heart, I will say.
stitching's coming loose. I'm hard-headed, but completely soft inside. I'm all wound up and still. The only thing that I can say is I don't need you anyway. I don't need you. Go home. Go home.
I don't. All right, that's the band Lucius, their album Will the Woman, the song Go Home. They got a little extra airtime by taking a long time to get to the
I was really hoping that you would get to the chorus, because that's like a payoff for
it.
You know,
is,
you
it is.
The,
what
the
a great
up.
Song.
Yeah,
all nice. Right. And next, here's a name that makes me feel not so old. Mark, what's next on your list?
David Bowie had a new album. First one in about 10 years. Bowie fans were happy about that. I'm a Bowie fan myself, and it was great. And it ended up being actually a very good album. Good enough to make the top 10. And this one is a little atypical on the album because it starts out with a guitar riff. The rest of it doesn't quite sound like this, but I like this song.
All right, this is Set the World on Fire.
Midnight in the village, see the lights of candles from bitumen to gaslight. Buyers leaves the stage. Old stage notes when the black on guitar burn together all in rage. You've got what it takes. You say too much.
All right, just a taste of David Bowie. You Will Set the World on Fire. The album is The Next Day, and we got to keep moving on. What's number three?
We got Foxygen, and We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic was the name of their album. San Francisco is the track. Might make you think it's something lost from the 60s, but it's brand new.
All right.
Up in San Francisco.
Of Foxygen. The album is We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. The song is San Francisco. That certainly does sound like it could play on an oldie station.
Absolutely.
All right. Next up on your list, number two.
That would be the band Deer Hunter. Monomania was their album of the past year. We're going to hear a track called Dream Captain. Bradford Cox is the front man. Kind of an eccentric guy. He's got a genetic disorder called Marfan syndrome, which causes long limbs and long, thin fingers. And he's just kind of an unruly, unpredictable kind of a front man. And I think that's great because he's got a point of view. Played at 8035 this past year. Great set from Deer Hunter. And again, this is Dream Captain.
I'm a poor man.
think you're giving me whiplash moving from Foxygen to Deer Hunter here. But again, that was Deer Hunter. The album is Monomania. The song is Dream Captain. And that brings us to your favorite album of the year. Right? We should have a drum roll here.
Oh, well, we don't have time for that.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's Arcade Fire and Reflector. And, you know, I went back and forth on this, but it is a really fine album. The first half, definitely more prime Arcade Fire music than the second half, but you got to give them credit for, you know, trying to not be safe and predictable. It's a long album. It's like 75 minutes long, gets slower and slower as it goes on. You hear certain themes the more times you listen to it. Words, phrases reappear. Very interesting album from Arcade Fire. I like the title track the best.
Here All right. Is. And the title track is Reflector. Arcade Fire. The album is Reflector. This is the title track from the album Reflector. And Mark, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Charity. Thanks for having me on.
And we will get this list up on the website. Look for it under Talk of Iowa a little later on today. I know that a lot of people probably were trying to scribble down names or say them into their phones or however people take notes these days. Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Charity.
Mark Zimmet of Iowa Public Radio Studio One. You can hear alternative and independent music on IPR Studio One every night of the week between 7 and 10. And now with us is Bob Doerr, host of Blue Avenue, Backtracks, and the Beatles Medley on Iowa Public Radio. He's also, of course, the front man for the Blue Band. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Charity.
Thank you for joining us so very early in the morning.
You know, it's my one and only chance to be on primetime with one of the stars of Iowa Public Radio. So thanks for the invitation.
Oh, stop. All right. Let's get to the blues right away. And I know you've picked four different blues tracks. And did you pick by albums you loved or tracks that you loved this year?
I picked by albums. I'm the old-fashioned guy.
All right. Well, tell us about the first one.
First up, we have the Cashbox Kings. And these guys are purveyors of real, traditional Chicago-sounding 50s blues. That's about it. There's 8 originals, 5 classic covers on the disc, and features a guy named Kenny Beady Eyes Smith. He's the son of Willie Big Eyes Smith, the Blues Hall of Famer, and harp player Joe Nosek.
All right, let's listen.
I was talking to my friend. He said, "Hey, man, what you doing tonight?" I said, "You know what, man? I'm going blacktopping. I'm going blacktopping." He said, "What?" "I'm going blacktopping till the break of day." You know my friends say, "Oscar, what is blacktopping?" I say, "You know what, man? When men are working on a white concrete highway, after it's buckled up from the heat and the weight of the traffic, you know what they do? They go blacktopping. They start blacktopping.
was just a taste of the Cashbox Kings, Blacktoppin', the title track from their album, Blacktoppin'. I'm already feeling better, Bob. What's your next pick?
Probably should be no surprise that I am the leader of a kind of a big band horn-driven thing, and my real actual friends, Room of Blues, have another disc out. These guys are a big band driven by horns. Been together 45 years. I've had the chance to do 3 shows with them.
Wow.
So it's probably no surprise that they are on the list. Their latest disc kind of goes over their 45-year history for a live thing called 45 Live, celebrating their 45th anniversary
this
year.
That is just incredible.
It is. These guys are, they call themselves the big band from the little state. And I think when they get in the bus and go on tour, half of the population of Rhode Island leaves the state. So. And that leads us to the song, That's Right.
All right, here we go. Love those horns. That's Room Full of Blues. And the track is That's Right. It's from their CD 45 Live. And as you just said, 45 years together. That is remarkable.
It's like getting in one of those big old wooden radios every time you put that disc on.
All right. We have time for one more track before we go to the break. And then when we get back from the break, you will answer the question, if you could only get one blues CD for the year, what would it be? But next up,
okay,
well,
taking us
couple,
in that direction.
Right. All right. Number 3 on your list.
Maybe people missed this release, and it features one of the premier piano players in the blues today, Barrel House Chuck Gehring, and Kim Wilson of the fabulous Thunderbirds, who has been all over the blues scene, playing on records by Sugar Ray Rayford, Brian Lee. The fabulous Thunderbirds put out a new disc this year, which is kind of a soul thing. But Kim and Barrel House Chuck really got right down to the nitty-gritty traditional blues. I think that we got the title track from their disc, Driftin' From Town to Town.
All right.
Drifting from town to town. Why should my life go on? Spend another lonely night by myself. Why should I go on? Spend another lonely night by myself. Now I ain't got no money. I'm sleeping all by myself.
That's Barrel House Chuck and Kim Wilson's Blues All-Stars drifting from town to town. We'll be back in just a moment with one more Blues Picks from Bob Doerr of IPR Studio One. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're listening back to some of the best new music of 2013. We will be putting these picks up on our website a little later on today, so you can look for them under Talk of Iowa if there are a few things you're hoping for on your gift list this year that you've heard today. And we've been talking about the blues with Bob Doerr, host of Blue Avenue on Iowa Public Radio. We're going to move on to some other re-releases in just a moment. But Bob, if I could only buy one blues CD for the year, what should it be?
Well, we're going to hear that in just a second. I did want to let people know that the reprise of my entire Blue Avenue show with my favorite releases of 2013 will happen a week from Sunday. That's Sunday, December 29th. So if you'd like a little bit more music and a little bit more options on my favorites of the year, tune in on Blue Avenue December 29th for 90 minutes of the best of the blues of 2013.
All right.
My favorite
of
this year.
Well, Blue Avenue, just for people who are just discovering it, is on at 5 p.m. on Sundays, 5 to 6:30.
Correct.
All right. So your favorite of the year.
So you can only, I started doing this 2 years ago, I think. You can only buy one blues disc for the entire year. What should it be? It should be a two CD set by Buddy Guy. One disc is called Rhythm and the other one is called Blues. Consequently, the disc is Rhythm and Blues, features a variety of different styles from Buddy Guy and some interesting duet partners, including, get this, Kid Rock.
Oh my goodness.
Keith Urban, singer Beth Hart, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is on this. Gary Clark Jr., one of the promising new blues artists. But, you know, I like it when Buddy Guy does it himself. Meet me in Chicago.
Lord, it's been overdue. Got to get back to the Windy City for some funky little sweet home blues. Meet me in Chicago. Baby, I'll show you around. Meet me in Chicago. Let me take you downtown. I've covered every nook and fanny. I've been all over the world. Nothing better than a walk downtown with a sweet home Chicago girl. Meet me in Chicago. Up and down Halstead Street.
Meet me in Chicago.
Meet me in Chicago. Get yourself something to eat.
Buddy Guy, the song is Meet Me in Chicago from the two CD set Rhythm and Blues. Bob Doerr's pick for if you could only buy one blues CD for the whole year, this would be it.
It would. Plus you get two for one.
Right. Cheating just a little bit, but it's understandable. All right. And of course, if you listen to Bob, you know that he's not just the host of Blue Avenue. He's also the host of Backtracks, heard on Saturdays from 3 to 5. Also the host of the Beatles Medley on Sunday from 6:30 to 7. But let's talk about a couple of tracks that would appeal to Backtracks fans next.
Well, Backtracks is defined by everything on the program is at least 25 years old. So you're going to get a lot of re-releases. I kind of looked at this segment of the best of as, you know, if people were looking for Christmas presents for someone on their list and they liked classic music, what would I recommend?
Right. All right. And we're just going to bring the first one up under us while we talk
here. This is an instrumental here.
All right.
And features Duane Allman. We're talking about a 7 CD, 129 track box set called Sky Dog, the Dwayne Allman Retrospective, and obviously gives you Dwayne playing guitar in the Allman Brothers band, but also very early bands of his with Greg Allman, the Escorts, the Allman Joys, Hourglass. Also features Dwayne as a sideman with Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, Otis Rush, Lulu, and a variety of other things. So you get all of this music. Also, a previously unreleased track with Dwayne Allman sitting in with the Grateful Dead. Also rare singles in this thing. 72-page booklet, 129 tracks. But the best thing about it, you get a replica Dwayne Allman guitar pick.
Wow. So this is the gift for
worth the $89.
All right, well, let's listen to a little bit more. Brothers Band, Don't Want You No More was the song, and this is from the 7-CD box set Sky Dog. Have you listened all the way through this?
I've listened to all the way through the sampler that IPR got.
All right.
But, weekend radio producer does not allow me to buy $100 box sets. But, it's hard to believe that the guy never even reached 30 years old before he died in the motorcycle
right.
crash. And all of these classic tracks he is a great part of. So certainly if you're looking to have in your collection one of the greatest guitar players ever, that would be the one. Sky Dog, the Dwayne Allman Retrospective.
All right. What's next on your list?
Another box set I thought people might be interested in or at least should be aware of is a 4-CD set called Carry On by Stephen Stills. And this covers Steve Stills' historic career, 50 years of Steve Stills' music included in this, including his work with Buffalo Springfield, his solo album, and a previously unreleased take of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Find the Cost of Freedom.
All right, let's listen to a little bit. That's from the Find the Cost of Freedom. And that was previously unreleased Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, right?
There's 25 previously unreleased tracks in this Stephen Stills box. By the way, the box is called Carry On.
All right. And what's next on your list, Bob?
Are we going to go on to the Sly and the Family Stone
Yes,
thing?
I think we've got a time. We'll just play just a snippet of it.
Okay. Well, quickly, this is a re-release of some of Sly and the Family Stone's historic recordings, 77 tracks, 4 CDs, or you can get 8 LPs. And it features the original mono singles mixes, as well as the stereo mixes, some unheard studio outtakes, and a concert performance previously unreleased. The song is I'm the One.
Just a little snippet, I'm the One, Sly and the Family Stone from the 4 CD box, Higher. And
we should have a live track since Sly was so notorious of never showing up to do live beats.
All right.
And and before we leave the backtracks thing, okay. I did want to remind people that this Saturday afternoon is the monthly live listener pick show. We're going to put emphasis on rock and roll Christmas songs, but it doesn't have to be a Christmas song, so I hope you can join me and help pick out the program.
Awesome. Backtracks Saturday from 3 to 5. And we had huge Beatles news today because copyright laws are forcing Apple Records to release 59 tracks, so Beatles tracks once only found as bootlegs will be sold as legal downloads, but...
Oh, most of us have heard this
right,
before.
Right, right. Okay. But anyway, that's making all the news today, but you have a couple of Beatles picks for us as well before we run out of time.
Yeah, because I've been doing the Beatles medley for over 30 years. I thought, there's a couple of Beatle-oriented releases this year that people should be aware of. If you are unaware, the second in the Live at the BBC's series has been released and really kind of showcases the Fabs in the live setting. I think we have kind of some studio. Oh, they're singing Happy Birthday to the Saturday Club, which was a radio show on BBC in the Saturday afternoon.
And another thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, dear Beatles.
Paul, now, hush. Paul, we just heard the good news that you and the boys have been chosen to appear in this year's Royal Variety performance.
Oh, yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah!
All right, so behind-the-scenes stuff on this set.
And 37 previously unreleased tracks. I think they recorded, I saw her standing there, 11 times for the BBC. That's on there. From me to you, many, many other outtakes that perhaps you have never heard. If you are a Beatle bootleg collector, you've heard some of these before.
Right, but if I'd been hosting a show for 30 years about the Beatles, I'd probably would
You're
have
not even
it all,
30
right?
years old, are you?
Oh, I am, Bob. I grew up listening to your Beatles brunch.
Oh, I'm glad I could be such an influence.
Absolutely. All right. You've got one more pick for
I
us
do.
Today.
And people will be kind of startled that I'm including Paul McCartney. I am not a real big Paul McCartney fan, but I have become one in recent years. And his new disc, which is called New, I think is just startling. It's the classic Paul harmonies, really great hooks, and some meaningful songs, and not really any silly love songs on this one. The album is New, and this is Alligator, I think.
Okay. Too deep.
got someone setting them free. Someone breaking the chains. Someone letting them be. I want someone who can save me when I come home from the zoo. I need somebody who's a sweet communicator I can give my alligator to. Everybody seems to know what they're talking about, and I can see why it is. They got someone breaking them out. Someone finding a key. Someone setting them free. Could you be that?
So Sir Paul has finally, after all these years, won you over, Bob.
Well, he has, actually. And it's kind of interesting that he's kind of passing the torch here, too, because the longtime Beatle producer George Martin's son, Giles Martin, is the producer of most of the tracks on this new disc.
Oh, terrific. Okay, that's Paul McCartney's new CD, which is called New. And the song was Alligator.
Hey, and, did want to let people know that this Sunday's Beatles medley is Beatle Christmas. You know, they put out Beatle fan club messages from 1963 through 1969. A couple of those are included in this week's Beatles medley, as well as all Beatle Christmas music. Hope people can join
me
for
that one. Beatles medley on Sunday from 6:30 to 7. And how about the Blue Band? Can we go see them?
New Year's Eve, yeah. We're bringing it back to Cedar Falls. We've done the Happy Blue Year celebration in Des Moines for over 20 years, bringing it back to my hometown this year.
Oh, wonderful. Bob Doerr, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Bob Doerr is host of Blue Avenue Sundays from 5 to 6:30, Backtrack Saturdays from 3 to 5, and the Beatles Medley Sundays from 6:30 to 7 on Iowa Public Radio. He's also, of course, the front man for the Blue Band. Tomorrow on the show, we'll hear about the best new releases in classical and folk music. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.